So we have three psukim here discussing the reyach of the reyach that is it's a moshel for the relationship of Kadosh Baruch with Klal Yisrael. The first reyach is Ad Shamalch b'Mesiboy near Dinasan Reichoy. That right away I got a near Dinasan Reichoy. There's some sort of smell, fragrance. Then it's a tsur hamor doyuli ben shaddai yolin. Then there's a tsur hamor, which is a fragrance that I carry with me, and I have it with me ben shaddai yolin. So it's I have it, and it's with me. There's a chibur to it. And the third thing is, but it's not bekvias after going. It's not bekvias. And the third thing is eshkol hakoyfer doyuli bechamei engedi. The third thing is, I already have a kviyas dika form of reyach because I have an eshkol hakoyfer which grows by me in the Ein Gedi. So the Gros says this is talking about three different ways that the person was getting the reyach, the reyach. So basically, what the Goyim says is beautifully. I went over it. I tried to figure out what he's talking about. So here's the idea. The idea is that this represents the three levels of developing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started off our relationship with him at Sinai. But the Goyim says at Sinai, Hashem was hirkin shamayim la'aretz. That means that there was a touch, there was a point where we touched each other, there was an interaction, but there was no chibur. Hashem was in shamayim, we were in aretz. And normally there's a richuk between Shemayim and Aretz, and now it came closer. So in the Mesiba of Hashem, near Dinasan Reichai, I got close enough that we got a smell from each other. So there was a point where we touched.
That's the first step.
That's the first step. But you were still in Shemayim and we were still in Aretz, and there's no way to connect Shemayim to Aretz. There's just a place where they touch. So that gives off that there's a fragrance between us. But then there was a place when I got a tsura hamor, I got a piece of the rech and I put it by me. So what's that? So that was when Hashem built the Mishkan. The Mishkan was an oifen where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lon his shechina taka in Klal Yisrael. And he was lon et bein Shaddai, which is bein Badei Ha'aron, which the Gemara Gufa says that the Badei Ha'aron looked like from the outside like Dadi Eisha. And the Goyin says in a different place, that just like Dadi Aisha are the way that nourish the child, so the unique of the world came through the Badi Aaron to the world. So the Bein Shaddai Yolin means that there's now Mokim in the world that the Shechina rests here now. So whereas the first step was a point of touching between one and the other, the second step is now a whole nother step. Is that now we have a place that you're actually mischaber to us. Not just we touch, but you're in Shemayim Aretz. You have a place now in Aretz to be, to come. Now, but the Goyim says, what's the problem with an Eshkol HaKoyfer? Eshkol HaKoyfer is a box of, it's a box of, not Eshkol HaKoyfer, Tsur HaMor is a box of fragrance, and you put it by you. So he says, although the Eibishter had a Mokum Lolin, a mocking, but it's not bekvias. If the Mishkan would ever get destroyed or lost, you would lose the Shechina. So he says, then there was a third level. The third level was Eshkol HaKoyfer, is when you plant the actual, you actually gave me a gift. The first thing, I didn't get a gift from you. I bumped into you and I got some of your smell. The second thing is you gave me a box and you said, here, hold the box by you. So now I have the box by me. So now I have a place in earth that you're coming to. But it could run out. It's not going to last forever. The third is when you give me a seed and you tell me, plant this orchard of mint, of these smelling leaves. So now I have the fragrance you're giving me. I have it lo and I have a kviyas in it. It can't get lost. You already planted it by me. It's here. So he says, when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, The next shlav was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. You gave us a place in the earth Gufa, which is Gufa, the place which belongs to Shechina. You're mechadish al makom in the earth that this place is the Shechina place, Be'etzem. So that is now a relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'kvias. It's a dveikus that we have b'kvias with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what, and he says that it's gevaldik because the first place that Klal Yisrael entered, cross the Yarden, he says, is En Gedi. I thought it was Yericho, but whatever. But he says, En Gedi is right when you cross the Yarden. In other words, that's the Tchilas Haaretz is there. So the Karmei En Gedi represents this point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a place, is Mechadish, a place in the land.
But that means even now, even the ghost is somehow still there.
From the Chesamara, in other words, Eretz Yisrael, it's well, we kicked it out, if anything, right? Like, but still, yeah,
For
the kedusha of the
the
land,
that you're saying it's like
it's
permanent, so
kvias. The kedusha of the land is there, regardless. Even when you don't mikdash, there's a first of all halacha. It's like that kitchel shaitz and kitchel asin lava even paskin. Shmiz the rice, shmiz the rice, and there's definitely. Someone
not totally on about how many people.
is Yevil.
That's what I mean.
So this is where the Goyim explains these three psukim. I mean, we saw last time when he was saying the whole shtickle that the Shechita went up and went down. This is the point. So at the end of this pasuk, we can read it inside. He says, "Vizeu she'omru ad she'amelech." B'msiboy, kasher yarad al Sinai, he tzia Hashemayim al Har Sinai. Kosu rachalaymer vayir Hashem Har Sinai. Kosu rachalaymer min Hashemayim dibarte. Melamed shehirke the Kosh Baruch Hashem Hashemayim al Har Sinai v'yarad. Tekef nir di nasan reichai, sh'omu nasa v'nishma, nasa sa mitzvah, nasa sa Torah. And then he says, Torah and mitzvah equals ner. Okay, that looks fine. And then he goes and says, Tzror ha-mor, what's that? Achakach is also Mishkan Yarda Ashchina La'avira Olam. The Shechina actually came into the world. Keep a Matan Torah, I say Al Shemayim. It's just Hitzia Al Har Sinai. Over Mishkan Yarda V'Shachna Ben Badi Arum. Shai Doim L'Dad the Isha V'Zeh Ben Shaddai. He expounded on this a little bit when I explained it, but this is what he's saying: Eshkol Akoyfer Hu B'Vi'asim La'aretz. Ve'en gedi hu tchilas Eretz Yisrael, k'mo shekosu b'Yeshua, she'en gedi hu b'gvul Yehuda yitzal ha'yad imamish. V'shom hu doidi kavua etzli, k'mo yeshko ha'koyt v'ha'gondol shom b'kviyas. Yitekev k'shenichus l'aretz, yard ha'shrim l'aretz mamish, me'ha'aver v'nikar adoyim kol ha'aretz. This is a kviyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the land.
Because the Gemara said we just did it, that the Mishkan didn't actually come down Har Sinai, and by the Mishkan also didn't actually come down. It's a Milam, yes, right at the beginning of the Sukkah. It was a Milam, yes, sir. Gemara said. But if it's an Eretz Yisrael, then it's.
It sounds like
Then it
it's.
doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't sound like it also.
It sounds like that's not true. Right. It's not the same thing. Yeah.
I'm not sure what it meant. He said
You don't
the
know how to
plant,
fit
the
that in
plant
that
to get into
context.
the ground sounds like it's.
Well,
Is the muscle of planting it into the ground.
yeah.
So figure mind her off fish yard the layers of the shemayim she'd see our scene.
That's I seen it, yeah.
And
See, that's the first dagger. The
right.
first dagger, the Shechina was in Shemayim. It just came in contact with the land.
Right.
The second dagger is that he has a makom in the land that he feels comfortable and he can come. The third one is it's already bekvias that this is the land itself is makom kodesh. Anyway, it's a gewaltiger shtickle. So according to the Goyim's reading over here, the Malka is saying that, you know, the Melech says, "Oh, you look beautiful. I gave you jewelry," and then the Malka says back that you made reyach for me. Hashem Malkum Siman and you made a reyach and you made a connection with me, and that's the Hebrew that we have. Okay, now, okay. So now he starts the next series, the next okay. Hinoch yofa ra yosi, hinoch yofa enayich yoin. So, what does Rashi say? Ani ha'isi busho b'kilkuli v'hu chizkani b'divri v'tsuyim lo'ymar salachti k'dvarecha. Vareyat yofa v'yofa k'enayich yoinim lo'ymar kal o'sha'inea k'urim kal gufa tzarech b'dika. So you're still beautiful. So this is going back to the whole Shchor Ani v'Na'ava. The Klal Yisrael Hashem says, you're always beautiful by me. And then he says, Einayich Yoinim, your Einayich are like Yoinim. So the Rashi says, Tzadikim Yesh Boch, Shadovku Bi K'yoino. Which is very fascinating because a Yoino, we already learned in the Goyin, when we learned Yoino, Sefer Yoino, the Goyin writes in a few places there, that Yoina is a bird which is very loyal. And when Klaiso is loyal to something, the simon is Yoina. That's why he says that there was a Gemara, that Kanfe Yoina, that the tefillin turned into Kanfe Yoina, because they were dedicated to the mitzvah of tefillin. So Mamela, the Kanfe Yoina came and helped them. So actually saying the same thing. Ve'inayich yoinim was tzadikim yesh boch shedovku bi ki yoina zu kishemacheres is bazuga eina manichosu shiiz davig la'acher.
That's the parsh neach.
What?
Parsh neach.
Yeah, so the point is that there's a certain loyalty and your eyes represent to me that loyalty. So to me, your eyes represent that loyalty. Okay, we'll get into the Gaon's Pshat on this pasuk next week, resolution. Okay, I think we got through that pasuk.
Yeah.
What?
Feeling better about it.
Yeah. I got something out of it. Okay, shkoyach.